G'day, Audio Boo. It's Ian here. Ian Cath on all the social networks out there. I'm sitting in a bar, a pub, the Bended Elbow in the main street of Albury, which is on the Murray River, which is the border between New South Wales and Victoria. And I've just come out of Do Lectures 2014 at Payne's Hut. Got quite a few recordings sitting in my drafts folder here on Audio Boo, which I'm going to seed out over the next couple of days. But I thought I might do at least an initial hello now that I've got out. I've got a couple of hours to kill before my plane flies me back to Sydney and then a connection back to Brisbane. I'll be back home by 8 o'clock tonight, but it's only about coming up to 3 o'clock in the afternoon right now, so I've still got another hour or so to wait before I catch my flight. It's been huge, as they say. It's been really wonderful. I've got this stupid-ass grin on my face because I had such a lovely time. As I rummaged through my bag just a moment ago looking for something, all I can smell is wood smoke. All my clothes, my bag, everything is just impregnated with wood smoke. It's just delightful. I'm knackered, really tired, but that beautiful tiredness that you get when you know that you've done something really special and you just haven't had enough time to sleep and you're very happy to have sacrificed that time to have experienced something quite wondrous. And the Do Lectures are a wonderful experience. I've managed to crack a pretty wonderful model. And before coming away to them, I mentioned in a previous Audio Boo that I listened to Documentally's summary, compilation of his 2011 and 2012 Do Lectures in Wales that Mark Cotton put together. And from that I glimpsed something which I thought was, this is something special. But there was nothing tangible, nothing specific that anybody said. It was just a feeling that I got from hearing all of the content. And it's been like that today too. It's difficult to sum up what it all means, and I'm going to produce some content to hopefully see if I can achieve that. I'm not sure if I'll manage it, but stay tuned. There'll be one special Audio Boo coming out maybe next weekend that might try and achieve that. But I found it really good. I mean, I've mentioned this in one of the Audio Boos that I've done, that back in the early 80s, just down the river from here actually, just down the Murray, little place called Tokemoor. They used to have a caravan park, and there used to be it was a nudist camp. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on Audio Boo before. And I did some nude skydiving there once. And hanging out on a nudist camp, if you've never been skinny dipping, if you've never been to a nude beach, you've really missed out on something quite special, especially if you go with a group of people. And particularly if you go with maybe friends. It can be a little bit confronting, sure, and as you hit middle age and every gravity starts affecting things, we all get a little bit self-conscious. But when we've got gorgeous young bodies, less so. But then, you know, we're a little bit more awkward because we're only young and we're not as secure in ourselves. But all those things fall away when you take your clothes off. There's the initial 5 minutes of awkwardness and legs crossing and all that sort of stuff, and then you realise everybody's in the same situation. And this incredible lightness appears, this incredible freedom. And then along with the clothes go all of the illusory garments of society. And the ego is put on a shelf somewhere and everybody relates to each other as human beings. And I saw that unfolding this weekend. When everybody arrived and we did the meet and greet, there was an element of that still lingering there. And then we did the welcome to country, which was which really cracked the edges of some of that stuff. And after the first day, we had progressed a huge amount in connecting with everybody. And just the way the lectures run, and the fact that we're camping and we're using composting toilets and we're showering in the back of a truck, and the certain primal nature of the Do lectures means that all of those societal norms that we're used to get put away. And everybody starts relating to each other. And when you see big, buffy blokes who have got permanently red eyes because they've been welling up for 2 days, and you know you've had those same feelings as you've heard some of these talks, you start to perceive and relate to the humanity that we all have. And it's very, very special. And there aren't too many times in our society when we have these opportunities, because most of the time we're couching our behaviour because of all sorts of conditions, family, work, social groups. But when you end up in a dynamic, like I said, like being at a nude camp or being here at the Do Lectures, it's all just about being human. And it's really wonderful to connect to quite a large group, 120 people, including volunteers. It's really great to connect to such a large group of people at such a deep level. And because we're all connecting so quickly, you tended to not have to negotiate how to talk to each other each time. That was all done on the first couple of hours. So you'd basically just step into these very in-depth, intellectual, wonderful conversations straight off the back as soon as you meet somebody. There was none of that sort of lead-up that can really sap a lot of time out of the weekend, because you've got to keep doing it with everybody. No, we all were led very quickly to a point where we just were connecting, bang, straight off as soon as we started speaking, challenging each other, encouraging each other, complimenting each other, contradicting each other, all with great love and compassion. It's really quite unique. And the model for the Do Lectures is just superb. And doing it in remote locations is very smart. And doing it when it's a little bit cool. Yeah, you know, I wasn't looking forward to the cool weather at all. Cool? No. First night it was bloody cold. I wasn't looking forward to it at all, but there's something lovely about being fresh and cool and campfires and red wine and, you know, if it was comfortable and warm, no, I don't think it would work anywhere near as well as this. Sure, you don't want it bitterly cold, but I think being a little bit cold is good. It's very good. Maybe a little bit later I'll do another audio boo about some of the impacts of some of the talks and the whole greater experience, but I don't want to worry about that quite so much for the moment. I just want to express how good an experience it was. And if you can get along to a Do Lecture, I would wholeheartedly encourage you. All the talks are going to end up online, and they'll be wonderful, but there is a depth that you will miss out on. There's all the between talk banter, and I'll bring you a little bit of that through a couple of audio booths I did. There, you missed out on all the yahooing at the bush dance last night. You missed out on those one-on-one conversations over a meal, but you'll get a lot. You'll get a great deal out of watching the lectures online when they're put up. And they are a resource in themselves to help and encourage and inspire a lot of people. It's really quite wonderful. I'll tell you this much, though. Most people I know are heading back to Sydney, Melbourne. The vast majority of people who came from Melbourne. There's only a few of us who came from further afield. I met one fellow who, my roomie, who was from Perth. he's probably come the furthest distance outside of the internationals, and there was only a few of those. There's a couple of us from Brisbane. But the vast majority of people are back at work tomorrow morning, and I'm just flabbergasted that they're doing that. I was fully aware that, even without knowing what the Do Lectures are about, I was fully aware that having a day off Monday was a good idea, and I'm having tomorrow off to decompress, so to speak, and I'll go back to work on Tuesday, because I want a little bit of time to collect my thoughts, and I think just to jump out of this and go straight back into my normal life would do it a little bit of an injustice. I want to mull over this, maybe look at the photos I took and upload them and share them around and compile some Twitter lists and come down from what the Do Lectures were for me and see if I can make a little bit of sense of some of the information and how it all relates to me. It's been wonderful. The depth of conversations I cannot understate. I met people in groups within our society that I have no way of connecting to. They are several steps away from where I live. For me to connect with some of these people would be virtually impossible because they work in industries and fields that I have absolutely no access to, because I don't know anybody who knows anybody who knows anybody in those fields. Short of picking up the phone and ringing up an NGO or some major software company, short of barging into some corporate office, I have no access to these people. And I was leaning on them and drinking beer and wine and eating meals with them yesterday. And to have substantial conversations with people in fields that I'm not even remotely close to was so invigorating. And I may not be the sharpest stick in the pile, but I tell you, to be associating with people of that caliber, I could feel my language skills, I could feel my ability to think, I could feel everything about intellectual processing getting dragged up by its bootstraps to the level that these people exist on. And most of them live at such a high level compared to little old me. And it was just wonderful to feel that level of growth simply through casual conversations. And wanting to hear what they had to say and understand what they were talking about, it was just so liberating. I had such a wonderful time. I'm sure it'll make a bit more sense over the next couple of days as I mull it all over. But I'm really looking forward to listening back to some of the audio I've recorded and the photos and, understanding it. This weekend I met some very, very good people. And to any of you who are at the Do Lectures at Payne's Hut, who may happen to listen to this, thank you. Thank you for being there. It was wonderful. Well, I've got a plane to catch, and I need to get home, and that'll be a good thing. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye for now.